I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so, all right, I guess let's talk about community and the importance of supporting people.
Yeah, I guess.
And, I mean, we preach kindness, but...
Sick of being kind.
And don't be a dick.
You know, I guess we'll talk about community and being nice to people. You know, I guess we'll follow the hashtag and try not to be a dick. I guess... Lauren.
Well, you can guess I'm not. No, I mean, okay, yeah. Let's talk about kindness, community, holding space, and 2020, don't be a dick, because it is the month for gratitude.
Oh, I like that. Talking community, neuro nerds, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the neuro nerds.
Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. It's a community loving episode, Lauren El Manzano.
Yes, love the community. Yay.
So how are you feeling energy wise today, Lauren?
I don't know, y'all, but there's this thing going around called 2020. I kind of like say this every episode, but y'all, I've been working a lot. I think people hit this stage of the quarantine, of this like this stage early in the quarantine or in lockdown, and I haven't. So I'm just hitting it now where it's like that lethargy, that drained feeling. Like it's like a lot. I'm really feeling it.
You know, a lot of people are like, I really need this. The pandemic to be over and done with so everything opens up so I can get out and do things because I'm like going stir crazy. You need the world to open up so you can relax. I don't understand how you're busier now during the pandemic. It's so weird.
I don't understand it. Like, guys, I call it hashtag first world problems. But for the last 11 years, the way I have functioned is I work really hard about 9-10 months out of the year. That's 6-7 days a week of working, saving my money, just working hard, and then take 2 months off to go somewhere else to have an ocean and a couple time zones between me and working. So then I have like legit excuses to be like, oh, sorry, I can't do it. But this is the first time in 11 years that no longer works. So it's kind of difficult. I do use it as a coping mechanism. I know we talked about that already, about coping mechanisms 2020. And one of mine is work so much I can't actually think about things. And I just compartmentalize things into a cute little box and I put it in the back of my brain and I ignore it. I feel like Yzma from Emperor's New Groove, where she's like, I'm gonna put a box in a box and put that box in a box, and then I'm gonna put that in a box and ship it to myself and smash it with a hammer. Like, I feel like that's me dealing with all the trauma and ish of 2020. It's in that box and I'm just waiting with a hammer.
So what you're saying is you're dealing with this like a healthy person.
No,
wait, did you see Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining with Ewan McGregor?
No, I did not.
Ewan McGregor. So he kind of did the same thing, exactly what you said with like the monsters and the ghost things. He'll like put them in a box in his brain. That's it. He just like package them up and then they're gone for like a little bit. Obviously they come back, but still, I wouldn't say that's the healthiest thing in the world to do. Just put it in a bag. Just put it in a bag. That's the most Catholic thing I think you've ever said.
That's called repression, right? And repressing things isn't good. It actually kind of reminds me of like, oh, who did we talk to this? The Mind Palace thingy, the
Sherlock?
Well, one, that's Sherlock. It's also Hannibal Lecter does the same thing. But who did it with us? Ella?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it kind of the same thing? Mind Palace.
The Mind Palace. That's right. You know, it's one of her little tips and tricks for the brain.
Yeah. So maybe I'm unconsciously doing that in order to cope. So shout out? Question mark?
Shout out?
I don't know. Am I doing it right?
2020 has been strange. And we were thinking... Yeah, we were just kind of spit, hey, what are we going to talk about?
We
were going to talk about, you know, a community and the importance of community, especially during this crazy pandemic times.
I'll be honest, when he said we're going to talk about community, I was like, I haven't seen that show yet.
We're going to talk about, you know, that Joel McHale vehicle. That's on. No, so like community is very, very important. I didn't know how important it was until I actually had it. I didn't realize, you know, up until I met this tiny little ass-kicking psycho that I'm chatting with right now.
First time you ever called me a psycho, and I love it.
I didn't know that it existed before. Like, my first year of recovery was just going through the motions. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm just gonna... I didn't know there was anything else. I felt lost. I felt confused. I felt lonely. I felt isolated. I guess this is just what I'm doing today. I didn't know that there was something else until I met Lauren. And then once I met Lauren, I was like, oh my God, like, I swear I'm not going to cry. No matter what, I'm not going to cry. I didn't realize this whole world opened up to me where I was like, oh wow, I can do this. That like, there's something, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's something, there's someone that understands what I'm going through. Wow, my entire recovery changed that crazy night that I met you at a party and I thought you were weird for looking at me. And I was like, is this chick trying to pick up on me? I'm with my girlfriend. I swear to God, it's exactly what went through my mind. Don't make that face. Don't make that face. I'm adequately attractive. I've got the face that's made for a podcast. So
I mean, guys, he says party. It was a dinner party and it was like 10 people. So who else was I going to talk to?
existed
every other option.
It's nice to know that you just went down the line. I guess I'm gonna talk to this dude. But I didn't realize that like that this thing existed, like this feeling of camaraderie, this feeling of like a family ship, right? I didn't know that that was a thing. And then once I had it, I was like, oh my God, I never want to not have that. I wanted it more. And it kind of like lit a fire under me where I was like, you know what's funny, Lauren? You're like I joke about heroin all the time because I'm an idiot. You're like heroin. Like as soon as I got a taste of community, as soon as I got that like that feeling of wow, this I wanted more. I desperately wanted more.
Surprisingly, that's not the first time I've been referred to as a type of drug. So,
that's right.
I also am told I have crackhead energy.
Oh, well, I've seen you dance.
I mean,
so,
you call me a psycho. So,
well, yeah, but I mean, I think anybody who's ever heard this podcast, they'll agree. And if anybody can see that face, they would 100% agree. So, like, I remember I just wanted that, and again, not just for myself, I wanted it for other people because, like, I know how terrible it felt. You're such a lunatic. I wish this was like live stream. I wanted that for
2021.
Yes, right? Yeah. We have to film this stuff. We have to.
There is a reason I'm doing something, guys, and I think I'm so funny because I'm like, oh, if you watch Critical Role, the D&D show again, we're gonna talk about D&D again.
Oh, you nerds.
I'm like, if you watch Critical Role, you know what this is because it's supposed to be funny. But to everyone else, it just looks like something very inappropriate.
It does. It kind of looks like she's masturbating to ghosts. So, I mean, that's the best way I can describe it, Lauren.
No, it's Chaos Crew. If anyone watches Critical Role, it's Chaos Crew. Yay.
Yeah. For the two of you out there that have even heard of Critical. Don't hit me, please. You might jump through. You could do like a Freddy Krueger. You come through the screen. So even,
you know what? Let's ask that. Who knows Critical Role? Like, that's going to be the next question on Joe's Instagram, because no one responds on my Instagram. So on his, I don't know if I've terrified y'all. You know, all I get are people that are like, what is the acronym for like what you doing? Like YWD. I'm like, right? I'm like, or WYD.
Yeah, you know what that's normally followed up with? An inappropriate picture. Not going to say what it is. Rhymes with Mick.
And you're not wrong. You are not wrong, sir.
So, but even your nerdy D&D.
Charge them. I want to charge people. Next time I keep getting those, I'm going to send them like a Cash App, a Venmo request, and be like, now I need $50 because I had to suffer through that.
Yeah, exactly. You're showing it to me. Mm-hmm. Pay me that I just went through that trauma.
Yeah, modern problems need modern solutions. Dave Chappelle.
You're a revolutionary. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds. But you just mentioned Critical Role and D&D, right? That in itself is a very specific community. It's a community of like five people, but still, it's community. So,
they have 70,000 people on their Twitch streams when they do the live Twitch run. What?
I'm not 100% sure those numbers are, as DJ Khaled would say, accurate. So I'm just going to say, like, community is very important. And I didn't realize how important it was until I actually became part of one, right? And then ever since then, you and I together, as the Neuro Nerds, we've been doing our best to create community, as Lauren flips me off while she puts on her really cool glasses. She kind of has like the dopest glasses.
The blue light canceling.
Oh, they're the ones that like they don't hurt your eyes when you're watching, looking at the computer and the screen, right? Mm-hmm. I still don't have those. But I have like three pairs of like glasses of my own. I just don't wear them because I don't know. You know, I'm an idiot. Yeah. But like, I just feel uncomfortable. Like, I don't even like wearing lotion, Lauren, because like, I can feel it on me. You know what I mean? Oh, like,
I'm a pole dancer. We can't wear lotion.
Oh, you would slip off and hurt yourself. Yeah. Don't wear lotion. Wear a grip stuff. What is it? Pine tar.
We have, FYI, we wear liquid chalk, beeswax, and then firm grip. If anyone played football, firm grip, like what you would spray on your gloves to catch the ball, we spray that directly onto our skin so we can stick to metal.
Oh my gosh. Oh, do you ever watch that show, Tekashi's Castle, where it's like this really wild thing?
I'm sorry, you mean MXC, the Most Extreme Elimination?
Yeah, Most Extreme. Yes, Lauren.
Also streaming free on Amazon Prime right now. Wait. Go watch it, guys. MXC is amazing. Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Yeah. As of this week.
Guess what I'm going to be doing tonight.
So, yes.
You know
Kenny Blankenship.
Yes. When they put on the Velcro suit and they have to like get stuck onto the wall, that's what, when you put the stickum on your body, that's what I picture, that you just spray it and then you just run full speed and jump onto a wall. That's what goes on in my head.
I would low-key do that show. I would totally do that show.
You would win that show. And you know when they're running through the doors and they don't know if it's solid or if it's paper? No matter what, you're making it through that door.
What about Skanky, the samurai guy that they say, oh, and Skanky's attacking them?
Skanky was always a little bit slow to me. You know what I mean? Like, who is he really stopping? I think he's just there in name only.
Very true.
I'm sorry, so happy.
I have like ADD today. I don't have ADD, guys, but I'm like, la, la, la.
I'm so happy that you know what that is, because
I am the queen nerd.
Very true. I smoke weed, so obviously I know what that show is. I'm just surprised that you do. That's really, really funny. But anyways, I'll go back talking about community. Again, this right here, Lauren, this is priceless to me. This this makes me want to get out of bed in the morning. You know what I mean? And there's so many people out there that don't have this. And that kind of like hurts my soul, you know? And I remember before the pandemic, like I put together like a survivor group on Facebook called the You So Rock group. But I feel terrible because I wasn't as active as I wish I could have been, because to be honest, I spread myself a little bit thin. And by yes. a little bit, I mean.
About this. I have yelled at him about this. Guys, this is when I need your guys' help. When Joe is being hashtag too much, we need to tell him to calm the fuck down, because then that's where he stops taking care of himself. So that's where we come in as his community, as his neurons, his brain buddies. And we tell him to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I don't want to wreck myself. I don't want to be Das FX and Ice Cube in one of his best songs. I don't want to do that. I love the community. And all I want to do, honestly, I just want to help. You know, like I sincerely want to help. There are a lot of people out there. And Lauren, this really bothers me. There's a couple in particular of survivors, right? And I think we're all in this community, right? It's just this beautiful, helping, loving, caring community. There are a handful of survivors who are like, oh yeah, I want to help too, so long as you know it was me that's helping. Like there are like the people who are like, oh yeah, I helped this person because I'm amazing. Oh, don't forget to tell them what I did for you because I need that praise. And that feels so self-serving.
Well, that's because they're not at the, you know, they're not on our level. We don't even have to say that we helped. Like, come on. Like, hello. What I have found, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, in most things, right? In most things is like, if you're actually really good at something, or if you're like an expert at something, you always have a little bit of doubt and or knowledge that you don't know everything. So like, again, there are a couple things that I'm actually a master of, you know, not just a jack of all trades, right? There are a couple things like martial arts, like Taekwondo, I am a master, but I also know enough because I understand that being a master really doesn't mean I know enough. There is more to learn. There is always constant learning. There is always a way to improve. And there is people, there is the knowledge that there's always people that are going to be better at it than me. So there's an innate humility that comes with that knowledge that you don't know everything, right? So you're always there, you know, it's not saying you talk yourself down and there's no reason to be self-deprecating, but there's also a humility with the knowledge of you don't have to prove anything because you do know there is more out there. But I have found that the people who make the most noise and the people, at least in like the Instagram world and all of that, is like the people who get the most notoriety are the people who know just enough information where they don't really know anything, but they know just enough to like run their mouths and try and claim to be experts. And those are usually the people that I have found who really don't know that much, but they do tend to get short-lived success, I guess I would say, in whatever avenue, whatever industry it is, they will experience a short-lived success for knowing just a little bit. Like usually those are when I get like blue belts or like brown belts and they think they're a badass, or honestly, even first degree black belts. If I use martial arts as a metaphor, is what we teach our students, no matter the age, when they get their first degree black belt is like, oh no, so welcome, you're a black belt. Now you're back to being a white belt. You're actually learning the martial art now. Like everything you just learned was kind of like prerequisite. So welcome to black belt. Here you are, a white belt again. And for a lot of people, that's a big ego thing. Like I found that a lot of adults, that doesn't gel with them because that's a lot to their ego to then be like, nope, now you got to take a step back. You are now a white belt again.
Right, I mean, so hard to get mm-hmm. to a black belt and you're telling me mm-hmm. I have to start over? That's mm-hmm. a lot. Yeah, I could see where that would hit somebody. But just like in life, we're always mm-hmm. learning. You never yeah. master anything. Like Lauren, I'll say this. You're a master of so many different things, you know?
Oh, thank you.
Why I'm comfortable in saying that is because I know that you'll never stop working on your craft, you know?
Oh, no. I would be so bored. What is the point of living, guys, if you don't keep learning? Again, you're talking to Hermione Granger here. I at least, my viewpoint of the world is it would be such a boring place if you could learn everything and master everything and there would never be innovation or anything new or any sort of evolution. So why, it's almost like you don't need to pigeonhole yourself like that. And if you're trying to do it like as a business, like Joe's saying, like there are some people out there that want that name recognition of being like, so-and-so helped me, make sure you tell them it was so-and-so, because they're trying to sell a business. And I get it. Right now it is all about Instagram and likes and follows, but there's also something to be said for reputation.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I don't think the way, like the whole me, I don't know if that's necessarily, I don't know. I don't think that's sustainable. I don't. And also, no matter how you come across, the true you is going to come across at some point. So you can fool a lot of people. You can. For a small period of time. But you can't, what is it? You can't fool everybody all of the time. You can't, you know? Your selfishness, your self-centeredness is going to come out at some point, and people are going to grab onto that, you know? And it's going to be a shock to your system, to where either you could be like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just going to be like authentic. Or you're just going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to double down. I'm just going to be more about me.
More power to you if you can commit to a persona. I know for me personally, it's super difficult. Like, people don't think I'm an open book because they can't believe that I am what I am, but I am. So like, when you meet me, okay, so if you're not into astrology, guys, so my rising is a Pisces. So that means that everyone thinks I'm like really nice or like mysterious and like deep and like nice and emotional, but like mysterious, like watery signs. My actual sign is a Taurus.
Yes.
And
sorry.
I am so totally a Taurus. Yeah. Joe was like, what? Yeah. So that, you know, like it is stubborn, but it's also like that. It's very much like in your face and like, hi, like, what do you want? I'm grounded. I, whatever. But it's very much, people do have those first impressions of you. And then there is like the real you. So especially for those of us with brain injuries, sometimes who we are has changed. Through no choice of our own, there has been a major change that has happened. So it's not like your zodiac sign changed. You know, you're suddenly like, oh, I think I'm a Pisces, but no, I am a Sagittarius. But, you know, sometimes we go through these like non-consensual changes that have gone through our body, right? And sometimes they're temporary. So sometimes we have episodes. They can be a moment, an hour, a day, a year, and there's a change there, right? So I do think that to be part of our community, because again, just like anything, you have people that are kind and altruistic, and you have people who don't want to heal, that don't want to see other people heal, because if other people can heal, that means they can heal too, whether that's physically, mentally, spiritually, whatnot. Usually if you have a little bit of power over something in your life, and seeing other people succeed makes you feel that bad. It's a small person.
It is. That always bothers me. Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid first to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay. So especially like in other things, you know, like, look, in when I was running a small business, right? Like, I get that. There's a little bit of like, I want to be that successful, like that person that did that. We started in the same place, but they're like, there's a little bit of that competitiveness. There's a little bit of that, like, you know, that ego that kicks in. There's a little bit of that, like, there's something there. In our community, I want everyone to succeed. And just because you're doing well, just because you're doing amazing, doesn't take anything away from me. Doesn't at all. I want to help that. I want you to even be better than I am, you know? Like, look, even though, so there's a lot of survivors now, a lot of my people who are like, hey, I want to start podcasts. You know, I want to do what you and Lauren do. I want to help more people. I'm not like, no competition. I want them to succeed, and I want them to do great things. I want them to take over. Like, I want them to be better than us. Is that possible? I doubt it. But I want, that's what I want.
Yeah. I was gonna say, well, they don't have a Joe and Lauren. So, right. I mean, yeah.
Obviously, we're kind of killing it there.
But that speaks to a lot of insecurity. It takes a very secure person in themselves, in their business, in their craft, to come from a place of abundance instead of a place of lacking. So most people who are threatened, like you're saying here, like we're talking about podcasts, and some of our favorite neuro nerds and friends and community members are starting, there's Joe will tell us about a couple, starting their own podcasts to share their stories. Because again, Joe and I are here, we have our stories, but they're not the only stories. But we also function from the idea that there is more than enough people that want to hear our stories. There's 7 point something billion people on this planet. There's no lack present. And so we function from the idea of there's abundance. Let us share, let us collaborate, let us grow as a group. But there are some people who can't see that. And they function from lacking, that there's not enough. There's not enough time. There's not enough people. There's not enough healing. There's not enough bandwidth in their brain. And, you know, that is a smaller mindset. But it can take years. There are people who never achieve that position. I would hope that in our community, we can see, like, I kind of feel like sometimes, especially for those of us with acquired brain injuries, like Joe, where it's an actual, like a bleed or it's something like that's the epitome of lack. I mean, I would think about like you are lacking control. You are like literally your brain might lack a capability, right? But if we function from a position of abundance, not necessarily positivity versus negativity, but lacking or abundance, we look at the abundance of opportunity to heal, the abundance of scientific evolution or progress that's being made, the new technologies that are coming out. So it is, yes, it's a waiting game, but it's in this position of there is so much coming, there is so much out there versus there's not a treatment for me. There's not enough people to help me, blah, blah, blah. So it's just a mindset. And I think it's a better mindset than positive and negative, because those have positive and negative connotations, versus abundant and lacking.
I'm a big fan of abundance. Like I am, and I want to feel abundance in every aspect of my life. And look, Tawny and Maddie, two of my favorite people in the world. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a podcast now. I am so excited. Oh, by the way, it's all about me right now, Lauren. Do you want to know why? Because I connected them. Me. I didn't have to do that.
Yes. If y'all hear this, make sure you mention Joe. It was all him.
Yes.
You should call your podcast the Joe is the reason.
I just assume that that's what they're going to call their podcasts. but that's the thing. I didn't have to say that. I said it to be, you know, to kind of, like, this is what a lot of people do. The people that I have issues with are like, oh yeah, they're doing that because of me. I don't care. Like, I want them to start their podcast, and I want their podcast to be so successful. Just because they are having stroke survivors, you know, people from our community are listening to them, does not mean that that's taking people away from us, right? We have, like, our listeners could be their listeners. Their listeners could be, like, we're all in this together. And if they're helping people, I'm in. And I want to do everything in my power to help, because sadly, this is a very abundant community. It's a very large community. You know, there are so many survivors out there. We're coming at it from our angle, Lauren. We're more, nobody talks about the fun side of brain injury. No. We talk about our brain injury and our journeys through everything nerdom, right? Like we don't want to fixate and focus on the negative and how awful this is, because that's been talked about a million times. We have our own angle. They're going to have their own angle, and they're going to reach people that aren't as into what we do. Like I've been told by my friend Bryony, where she was like, yeah, you guys are a lot. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly Joe's a lot.
I am abundance.
Yes, you are abundance. We're also, again, crackhead energy here. It's also the idea, and Joe can talk about this as well, because I know he's been actually doing a lot with this, is when we start in our little corner of our community, then we connect to other parts of the community and create bigger community groups that can then reach out and share resources. And I've been busy with my thing, my extent of my participation in the community, sadly, is just our podcast, guys. And for the few of you that are brave enough, apparently, to message me on Instagram, because only a handful of you do. Tawny does. Maddie once in a while. But Joe has devoted his time to really helping make change and to really help foster a sense of positivity, yes, but also of like achievable success and connection, which I'm very proud of. So Joe, tell us what you have been doing while Lauren has been working and trying to repress everything in her brain until anger comes.
First off, let's not downplay your impact on our community. What you do here is so important. It really is. Like, people see you and they're like, I want to be able to do that. I know this because it's been told to me several times over. You know what I mean? You're inspiring because of where you're going, what you're capable of doing, and your journey to get there, which is awesome. Now let's talk about me, Arrogant Joe.
Intro, it's all about you right now. Do it.
What's funny is, like, I just want to help. Like, that's why it always, like, hurts my heart when I'm like, wow, this person is being very, very self-serving, but they're helping, but they're doing it in such a weird way. It's so uncomfortable where I don't care if anybody knows anything that I'm doing. I'll talk about now. I did this a while ago where I was like, you know what? I just want to have a bigger impact on a different part of the community that I don't think gets enough shine or enough support. So I put together, and it's so weird because I'm none of these things, I put together a group of women, not a woman, just a very feminine dude, of women who have left side issues, who had their left side decimated after the stroke. So they have, you know, either a paralyzed left side, it's the deficits on that side is they don't have much feeling, and they're working back. They're working their way back, trying to get full functionality in their hand and their arm and in one side of their body. So I put together a group on Instagram called Team Helping Hand. Get it? Because the hand, they went... I thought it was genius, and I thought it was pretty spot on. So I felt weird at the beginning because I'm like, wait, but I have full functionality in my arms. But like, some of my really good friends, some of these people who I absolutely adore, I don't feel they have enough support, and I want to be able to support them. I can't necessarily support them as much as I want to because I'm not going through what they're going through. You know, I put several of them together in a group. Some of them I told, some I just put together. And as I jerk off invisible ghosts like Lauren did earlier,
chaos crew. Let chaos reign.
Oh, don't do it. It looks weird when you do it. It looks funny when I do it. So I have a group together right now of, it's about 15 women, and they are so inspiring. They're such beautiful people. And every single day, like, I'm in awe of every single one of these women, and they post their journeys. They talk about, I'm on the thread. I'm the only dude, which is really weird, but I was raised by women and they all know that. So they're like, yeah, hey, what's up, ladies? And Joe, I don't even get that anymore. It's just like, hey, what's up, ladies? I'm included in that. So it's beautiful because, you know, hey, I'm having trouble with this. And then somebody will pop in, hey, have you done this and tried this exercise? And then, hey, I was able to walk without my cane this amount. And they'll post a little video and everybody's like, yes, you can do it. Oh, wow. It's such a beautiful thing. And I want that for our entire community. I just want to help. So I think one of my goals for 2021 is to put together more small groups like this of people to actually connect with one another and get each other by. Like, I want other people, Lauren, to have what you and I have. You know, I know no matter what in the actual fuck's going on in my life, if I'm going crazy, at a moment's notice, I know I could be like, hey, Lauren, can you call me right now? And no matter what you're doing, you would unstick yourself from a wall and give me a call, because we have that understanding and that bond. And I want other people to have that type of support. Obviously, it's not going to be the same. What we have is flawless. So look at us in awe. But I want other people to have that kind of support system, you know? And I think my goal is to start other smaller groups so people can actually have this community. Sometimes it's a little intimidating because there are so many people that I talk to on a regular basis. It's very intimidating to kind of get everybody together. I think it's a lot better where it's small little groups and they're all connecting in those little groups. And I think it's also a weight off of me too, where I'm not actually having to, you know, just connect with these people individually, right? Where it's like, oh, here's a group of 20 people. That's great. Now they're like, oh, wow, I kind of feel, oh my God, Lauren, why am I a video game guy? I literally feel like I'm like a farm simulator or like like Minecraft or something, where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have this little settlement over here of people. And that's Team Helping Hand. And then, oh, I have a settlement over here. It's like a team dudes who are just trying to connect with other dudes and still be masculine and not feel feminine. And then I feel like I'm building this whole town and this group and this community. Is that weird?
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the NeuroNerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Well, I could take it D&D and be like, oh, you're creating different adventuring parties.
Oh, Lord Voldemort.
Hello.
Jesus, tap dancing Christo.
But guys, so yes. How can you do this? Because at the end of the day, you might not be in direct contact with me and Joe, which you guys are always welcome to be. You can always message for it to reach out for a hi, or like if you have a question or you want to be connected to someone. But, you know, you might not, and that's okay. You don't need someone like Joe or I to connect you. You don't need us to start a group or a community on your own. If you are already part of a group, or you know of people that are survivors, or you're kind of like on, I know there's some Facebook groups and stuff, and there's nothing stopping you from creating your own group. And that is almost like the best thing I think we could hear is like, if it's like, yeah, I know the Neuro Nerds and Joe really tries to help people, so it inspired me to do it myself. You know, like that's amazing. And Joe's like, uh-huh. So that's when I also say, it's like, let's say you know a couple people and they don't listen to the Neuro Nerds. Well, one, they should listen to the Neuro Nerds and our—
what is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you and those other people?
And our recommended podcast list, which will be coming out when our friends are doing their podcast. But let's say you connect with someone on Instagram because you both follow Amelia Clark and sameyou.org, and you guys happen to comment each other on one of Amelia's amazing posts. Then there's nothing to stop you from just starting a conversation and, you know, having a moment of vulnerability and being like, hey, so my name is so-and-so and this is where I'm at. Like, how are you? And that is literally what I did to Joe, because he thought I was checking him out. And I was like, shit, he's at the bottom of the roster and I'm bored.
I'm at the bottom?
He wasn't
at the bottom.
Again, 10 people, guys. He was like one of the— there was like two guys, right? The rest were girls. I was done talking. But we encourage you, at least I will, have a moment and just say hi to someone and, you know, see if you guys connect. You never know. Again, Joe and I would never in real life walking by. I wouldn't know.
What?
Sorry. I love you, but
what?
No.
You know what? If nothing, Lauren is the most honest human being in the world. So when she's saying that you can do these things, you know she's telling the truth, because she was such a dick right now to me.
But you love me for it.
I, of course, but that's true. Like, look, if on paper, how does our dynamic, how does it make sense? It doesn't. It just doesn't make any sense, but it works. Look, we're giving you—
she was a girl. Can I make it more obvious? I don't know the words.
Hey, that was close. So look, we're giving you permission to go reach out to somebody. It's a little weird.
If you need it, we're giving it to you. We're encouraging you.
We're encouraging it. There it is. You don't need our permission. You're an adult. And even if you're not an adult, you know, get parents' permission before you reach out to strangers.
Yes, please, please. We do not condone minors talking to randos. Please.
Yes. Yes.
Safety first.
No, seriously. And there are a handful of, you know, younger stroke survivors. I talk to all their parents. You know what I mean? And in turn, I also connect their parents with other stroke surviving children's parents. It's such a beautiful thing. Like, I love this, you know. Look, go out there, connect with other people. For the most part, everybody in our community that I've run across, okay, there's a handful of people, kind of dicks. That's just, they're miserable. They're kind of, you know, they're not dealing with their deficits and everything new post brain injury. They're not dealing with it very well. So they're being very angry. That's okay. When they're ready, I'm here. But when I reached out to them, they weren't ready. You know, I'll never forget that one dude who's like, no, I'm not like you. I was like, oh, that still bothers me. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, come on, man. I'm just trying to connect and build community.
And I've also talked to Joe about that, guys. Sometimes there's a little too much. Don't throw too much energy at once, too much texting at once.
Yeah. Save something for the second date.
Yeah, drop that enthusiasm down, guys, because it can scare some people off.
Yeah, for sure. Especially like, I have a little bit of crazy energy. Like Lauren has like crackhead energy right now. I'm like this all the time. But look, reach out, connect, build. There is nothing better than what is happening right now. Well, Lauren, like, doing, like, what was that, Bullwinkle ears? That was really weird. Like, there's nothing better than connecting with somebody who 100% knows what you're talking about. Like, we speak the same language, you know, and there's nothing more beautiful than community, especially in this time of freaking COVID. Seriously, you know, like, this is what's great about the internet. You know, what's great about computers and phones. No matter where you are in the world, we can connect and talk. Some of my best friends, some of the people, the closest friends I will ever have, I have never met in person. Rianne in the Netherlands. I have never met Ri. She is family.
You guys,
Maureen in Australia.
She's fabulous.
Ri is, you are perfection, Ri. You know, these are some of my closest people. I have never met them. Does that mean our relationship and our friendship is any less? No, it makes it, to me, honestly, makes it even stronger, because we have this bond that cannot be broken, and we've never even met in person yet. I say yet because I meet all these people in person. So look, 2020 is a very weird year. Let's build community. We can look and talk about weight. All this stuff is very heavy. You can get by this during you can get through your recovery by yourself. I'm sure, because I believe in you. You don't need to carry all this weight by yourself. You don't. You know, once you have a community, we're here to help carry some of that weight for you. We can do it together. You don't have to move all by yourself. You're not going to strap the couch to your back and go up the stairs. No. Hit up a brain injury survey. Hey, buddy, can you hold this in? Sure. We can do that because we're in the same community, right? We're helping one another. We're all in this together, right? Lauren's like, no, I'm just going to hire some movers.
Actually, that's what I was thinking. I'm sorry, no. I will supervise the moving.
you're like, yeah, take that and put it there. Done. I'm going to go get a cappuccino.
No, just black coffee. I'll get a siphon.
Oh, black coffee, black like my heart. No, I have such a sweet, caring heart. You know,
I don't.
You do. She does. Look, Lauren, you are exactly what you described. You're a Pisces and a Taurus. you're 100% that. And look, I would not be here as functional as I am in my recovery without Lauren. My entire recovery changed the day that I met this tiny ass-kicking superhero. It did. And I want everybody to feel that. I want everybody to feel, honestly, you won't be able to. There is nothing, and I mean this, Lauren, there is nothing and nobody who can have what we have here with those really weird bug eyes. I wish you could see this. You know, nobody has this. But if you could have a sliver, if you could even just understand slightly what Lauren has brought to my life and my recovery, it's magic. It's indescribable. And I want everybody to feel that, you know? So reach out to somebody. Reach out to me. Reach out to Lauren. Lauren's always busy. Just pointing that out.
You
have a better shot with...
I do answer Instagram.
You have better luck with me, but reach out to Lauren. She's incredible, obviously, right? But also reach out to somebody. 90% of the people that I reach out to early on, I just looked up hashtag stroke survivor, you know? And then I just started finding people. And I'm like, hey, guys.
Like the people we talk about, like Noreen and Tawny and Maddie and Mama Berna and Ree. Like, these are some of our favorite people and some of our favorite neuro nerds. And these are also people to reach out to. I'm not giving carte blanche to just go hit up Ri and everyone else and be like, hi, can you be in my brain my brain bubble?
Yeah. Ri's going to be like, Joe, what the hell did you do?
And then Joe can say, oh, Lauren, not me. Like, you know, go follow them, you know, see how their recovery is going. Have a peek into their life on Instagram, and you let that be a serve for inspiration.
No, for sure. You know, that. Look, we're all about building community. We're all about helping one another. And I think, you know, we should all have that in us. We should all reach out. Just say, you know what? Start with a hi. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I appreciate that you did this. Hey, we're in the same community. Let's start building community. You know, it's really important, especially in this trying year. And we're getting closer to like the holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, you definitely want to have a support system of not just like friends and family, but like people in our community, right? Our chosen friends and family. So let's keep building, guys. Let's keep building. I think this has been a beautiful, loving, caring episode. Lauren,
it's quite fitting, especially when I thought it was about the TV show when we first started.
That is really fun. Honestly, I saw like two episodes and I'm like, it's all right. I prefer like The Parks Office and Parks Rex. And Rec. Yes, yes. Treat yourself.
2020. So we're all going to go watch MXC, guys. If you've never seen Most Extreme Elimination Challenge with Vic Romano and Kenny Blankenship.
And Kenny Blankenship.
And Guy LaDouche and the captain. And
Timmy. Oh, Guy LaDouche.
Y'all need to go watch MXC.
Please, please watch that. It's epic. And then,
guys,
immediately thank us because you're welcome.
You're welcome. Epic.
And speaking of reaching out, you can always reach out to Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds, at everywhere you can think of. Hey, put a note on a carrier pigeon, send it outside. It's going to reach us, right?
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. That really honestly would be amazing. I would kind of lose it.
You better roll a d20 to see what your success rate would be.
Oh my God. Lauren, just...
keep this up until you stop being mean about D&D.
On that very awkward three people know what you meant with that joke. On this beautiful building community, loving one another, caring for one another, getting us all through this crazy year and continuing on our recovery journeys. Notes, these neuro nerds are out. All right, I'll say it isn't just like three people. It might be like five.
Thanks.
Neuro Nerds.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.